It's the only way to build marriage number two, which is what happens. Marriage number one is gone. Trust is gone. The entire sound relationship house has been shattered.
That's Dr. Julie Gottman. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Thursday. I am thankful for you joining me today as we have relationship and couples experts, Dr. Julie and John Gottman, making their first appearance on the show as a couple, because we've had Dr. John Gottman on the show a few times before. But as I said, this is the first time that they're making their couple debut. But before we jump into today's clip, I just want to say that you may want to skip this one if you listen to this with young kids around, because due to the nature of the subject, I don't think it's suitable, but that's up to you. That's use your own discretion, but just wanted to preface it with that. And that's only for today's episode, and tomorrow we'll be back to regular scheduled programming. But for those that stick around to listen to today's episode, I think this episode is really, really helpful for anyone that is in a relationship where their partner has cheated and you are interested in what reconciliation could look like. So in the episode, at first, the Gottmans are going to share a book that they recommend around this subject. And then they're going to share their three-step framework to regain trust and love after an affair. So without further ado, here's Dr. Julie and John Gottman. Enjoy.
So there's a specific way that one has to work with affairs. People can recover from affairs. We have a model for it. It's called attune, attach. We've given talks on it. We're creating a workshop for it to train clinicians how to do it. Very briefly, let me introduce it to you. First, it's important that you read Not Just Friends by Shirley Glass. Not Just Friends by Shirley Glass. Glass as in glass, G-L-A-S-S. Mm-hmm. So what she did, she treated only affair couples, and she found that, first of all, the person who has been betrayed often suffers from PTSD, severe PTSD. They have hypervigilance, they have emotional numbing, alternating with explosions. They have the equivalent of flashbacks, pictures of the partner with the affair person in their mind that intrude into their mind. They have nightmares, sleep disturbances, depression, etc. They suffer from PTSD. And of course, hypervigilance. They're constantly looking for signs of the affair continuing or another one occurring. Okay. So that has to be explained. Then the person who's been betrayed, this is in the atonement phase, needs to be able to express his or her feelings about the affair without using the four horsemen. I feel devastated. I feel destroyed. I feel so upset I can barely see straight. I feel furious. I feel terrified, etc. You need to help them speak their feelings and the other person to hear those feelings. In addition, the person who has been betrayed needs to be able to ask questions about the affair to the person who had the affair and have those questions answered absolutely, honestly, and transparently. It's the only way to build marriage number two, which is what happens. Marriage number one is gone. Trust is gone. The entire sound relationship house has been shattered. She's been triggered not only in this with PTSD, but her past with her own family's triggered. So she gets to ask any question she wants, but caution her to not ask questions specifically about the type of sex they had, because that will give her more images that intrude into her mind. But everything else, when did you meet, where, how, etc. Okay. Once those questions, and that may take a long time. I had one couple where they spent 10 months on those questions. She came in with notebooks like this. And the betrayer needs to be able to express their remorse, their regret. You do not analyze the marriage yet. You don't analyze it until this stage is finished. Then you can begin, after this is done, after there's been atonement after atonement after atonement, speaking regret, remorse, etc., then you begin to work on the marriage. And you begin to work on attunement, how to listen to one another. What's gone wrong in the relationship in terms of really empathizing with one another, conflict management. Lots of times, couples who have affairs don't do conflict management well. They do it terribly. A lot of times they avoid conflict. They don't talk about conflict at all. And so neither person talks about their own needs and brings up what they need. So you need to help them do that and be able to really attune to the other person's needs and respond to those. And so that may be a long process. And then attachment is the last phase. And in attachment, we're building rituals of connection. Here we may be dealing with sex, finally, sex for them now. What kind of sex they may have. And it may be that, you know, maybe the partner won't be ready for it yet. It's usually the last thing that the betrayed person is willing to move forward with, unless he or she thinks the only way they can hold on to their partner is to be sexual, and then it's false. They're splitting off from themselves. So you don't want that to happen. So attachment also works on, okay, if this happens again, let me tell you, here's what the consequence is going to be. Mm-hmm. So that has to be spelled out. Did I leave anything out?
No, I just wanted to add that once you know this is what you have to go through when you have an affair, you're never going to have an affair. Too much trouble.
Big thanks to Dr. Julie and John Gottman. I know that this is an important issue, an important topic that really doesn't get talked about often, but I hope today's episode was really helpful and it really helps anyone on their relationship journey. All right, if you'd like to connect with them, which I highly recommend, that their work is unbelievable. I've listened to tons of podcast episodes. I haven't read any of their books, but by and large, I hear that most podcasters, when they quote somebody about relationships, it's typically their work. So if you'd like to connect with them, you can go to their website, gottman.com. Their Instagram is Gottman Institute. Their YouTube is Gottman Institute as well. And lastly, their latest book is entitled The Love Prescription, 7 Days to More Intimacy, Connection, and Joy. And if you'd like to watch the entire talk, you can head over to YouTube and type in Trust Revival Method, Doctors Julie and John Gottman. And if you'd like to hear more talks, as I said, I mentioned it in the intro, we have a few talks with Dr. John Gottman. So you can go to the show description and check out the previous episode section that's in the show description where we had him featured on the show. I think it was like maybe one or two times. So you can go and check that out. And there will also be links to everything that I just mentioned so you can connect with them and their work as well. All right. When you get a chance, please follow the show, share it, or leave a rating and review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show, where you see inspirational and motivational reels of all your favorite speakers. All right, that is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. And I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, Stay strong. Later.